With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, darlings. Welcome to the Anna Mann podcast. I'm Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder, gotta have a backup, siren of the stage and screen. These are my memories.
I am Anna Mann. Anna Mann is who I am. I am Anna. Wait,
that's too high, darling. I did say that.
Hello, my darlings, another podcast at last, a podcast at last. Apologies for the delay. I was busy setting up my new streaming show. You might have seen it. It's every Monday at 8 on alwaysbecomedy.com. And then I recorded all this and somehow fucked it. I don't know how. And lastly, I've had a horrible rotten cold, which you might be able to tell in my voice, which is a real bummer. It really is. I won't lie. It's not what you think. I'm going to be all right. I'm just a little bit sniffly, a little bit snuffly, and a little bit schnoo, if you know what I mean, as my late husband John Smelsy used to say. But we're here now. We made it. Let's all give ourselves a pat on the back. If you're listening at home or in the car, maybe don't give yourself a pat on the back if you're in the car, not if you're driving. Because I don't... If this podcast kills, that will be the exact opposite of what I'm trying to achieve. Not that I'm trying to make you give birth. Although, if the podcast does help someone give birth, or indeed conceive a child, then that will leave me very happy. Please do message in to the podcast, Anna Mann Actress on Twitter, or you can message colinholtcomedy@gmail.com if you have given birth to this podcast, or indeed made love to it. Now, if you're not driving, or handling heavy machinery, or in a bare-knuckle boxing match... Although how you'd be listening to a podcast in a bare-knuckle boxing match, I don't know, but it's a funny old world. If you're not doing any of those things, or cleaning the kitchen, actually, because, you know, you need to really get in there, and if someone's making you pat yourself on the back, then you're going to lose some valuable cleaning time. So give yourself a pat on the back, if you can, or a claw, if you've only got a claw. I don't know. Don't be offended by that. Some people have a claw. My best friend Sue Clinch has a claw. It's hideous. Absolutely hideous. Bless her, she's not well. I mean, she still has both hands, but she likes to do everything while holding a chicken's claw. She's not well, bless her, she's not well. She thinks it brings her good luck. I know, fuck.
You should get one, Anna, it brings you good luck.
That's what she says. God, it's really hard speaking like Sue with this fucking cold. Anyway, I say, Sue, you know, bless you for thinking it brings you good luck, but I'm not sure how it does, really. I mean, let's just look at you. You're currently living under my kitchen table. That's your home, you're penniless, you're riddled with scurvy, and you're terrified that any second the Democrats are going to burst in through that door and turn you into some sort of a sex slave. She's got very into this QAnon conspiracy. Have you heard about this? QAnon conspiracy? In fact, I strongly suspect she may be Q. If anyone's going to bring down Western democracy, it's that monster. Bless her, she's not well. Oi, she tries hard, all right? It's not her fault. Anyway... The point I was trying to say is I don't see what in that constitutes good luck. I mean, I'm beginning to think you'd be more lucky if you got out from under the table, ditched the chicken's foot, and get off Facebook. More about that later. Yes, my darlings, yes, at long last you can breathe a sigh of relief. I'm back. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, recently turned delivery driver, actually. This pandemic has really crushed my career. It really has. I'm now delivering for Asda, but on the plus side, I can get anything you want from Asda. I really can. Or as my fellow drivers call it, Asdas. Asdas, that's what they say. You understand the kind of people I'm having to deal with here, bless them. I say, darlings, it's not Asdas. Darling, it's Asda. Not Asdas, Asda. I say it to my friend Josh. He's a lovely young man. It caused quite a furore. Lovely chap. Lots of tattoos. Mainly just... He's tattooed the names of things that he loves all up and down his arms. It's really sweet, but it's mainly just his favourite ice creams. You know, Twister, Mr. Whippy and the like. And why not? Stop judging him, you fucking snobs. You're awful, some of you. You really are. I can feel your judgments from the future through the mind. It doesn't matter. The point is, Josh keeps calling it Asda's, right? And I said, Josh, darling, bless you, I love your tattoos, you're incredibly real, you're a very honest person, you're there, right? You're right there. But I'm going to have to pick you up, darling, it's not Asda's, it's Asda, okay? It's Asda, there's no S. He says, yes, there is. I say, well, yes, there is an S, but there's not an S at the end, is there, darling? It's not plural. He says, no, it's a supermarket. I go, come on, Josh, fuck. I do worry about these people, bless them. The point is, there's no S at the end. Look, let me show you. And I take him outside, not for a fight, for once in my life, but I take him outside and I point at the store. Look, let's read that. A-S-A-D, Asda. What? Fuck. Anyway, the point is, there's no S at the end. Joshua's mind is completely blown. He's staring there, just looking up at this. And it reminds me a lot of the time I saw Sir Laurence Olivier strangle that cat in that play. Absolute awe. Awe-inspired was Josh. Fuck. He had no idea that it was actually Asda. And I really feel like, as well as, you know, making a bit of cash and, you know, letting a few of the items end up back in my house or at my daughter Mahogany's. But anyway, the point is, I really feel like I'm helping these guys. I'm helping to educate him, bless him, you know, because he's had very limited cultural experiences. A lot of the people there have barely seen an Ibsen, let alone a Brecht. Anyway, he calls over the other drivers, Tony, Bill, Alan. They're just names I've given them. I haven't bothered to ask their names. Anna, tell them what you told me, says Joss. I say, darlings, all I said was the shop we work for, what's it called? Asda's, they all say as one. No, darlings, it's not Asda's, it's Asda. There is no S. You see, there is no S. Yes, there is. Oh, right, yes, there is an S, but not at the... Fuck, this is really doing my head in. Look at the sign. They won't believe it. Well, the S must have fallen off, says Alan, Bill and Tony agreeing with him. There never was an S. Right, I've had enough of this. Eventually, I call out the manager, Kelvin. Finally, I think, an educated fellow. The man wears a tie, for God's sake. Kelvin, come here. We're having a dispute. What's going on? Why aren't you at work? Says Kelvin. Look, Kelvin, the point is, we're having a big dispute, right? And you need to settle it before any of us can go back in the vans, all right? And that means no one in Brighton and or Hove will get any of their salmon. A lot of salmon gets eaten. A lot of hummus, couscous and brie. What is the name of the store we all work at, Kelvin? Asda's, said Kelvin. What, you fuck? I say, you fucking idiot, Kelvin. He says, Anna, I am the manager. I said, I do not give a shit. You shouldn't be the manager. You don't even know what the store's called. Look at the sign, Kelvin, look at the sign. I couldn't handle it anymore. I felt like I was going through Brexit all over again. It was horrific. Anyway, I finished my shift, so off I went, just leaving them there. The four of them scratching their heads and staring up at the sign for the rest of the evening. Needless to say, no one got their groceries that night in Ovingdean. Then I get home to find a very distressed Sue Clinch, she's not well, bless her, under the table, hiding, cowering, looking very ill from the scurvy. I say, darling, what are you doing?
Anna, it's terrible.
What's happened? What's happened?
The worst thing. Oh, God, what? We've been cancelled. We're victims of cancel culture.
Fuck, it really is hard to talk like her with this cold. Anyway, don't worry about that. Cancelled, I cry. We've been cancelled. This is extremely concerning to me because anyone who knows me knows I am frighteningly woke. I'm the last person who should be cancelled, to the point I've literally had to take sleeping pills just to get to bed. I'm that woke.
We're getting cancelled, Anna, cries Sue. What will people think? I won't be able to show my face in Asda's again.
It's Asda, Sue, please. Calm down, darling, I cry. Calm down, I don't want to have to get the hose out again. Just tell me what happened. And Sue explained, as best she could, with that mouth. Have you ended up becoming a right fat lazy bastard during lockdown and that? I know I have. Put on a stone and a half. All I did was eating chips and that. Well, fear not, I've got the solutions for you right now. Hey, up me duck, how's it going, me ode? Andy Parker here from Perfect Them Pecs, in the park with Parker. The best outdoor fitness class in Nottingham.
While this daft pandemic's going on, why not train outdoors with me? It's a bit of a boot camp. I will be putting you through your paces. See, I was away fighting for my country, fighting anyway, till finally I got back home. And I thought, why not open my own business, a boot camp, using the skills that I've learned to train local people what I've got a bit flabby and that. And 5 years later, I got round to it. I won't lie to you, I wasted a lot of time watching Aliens vs Predator, but to be fair, it is a good movie. Come on down, we do tums, legs, bums, and if you look at, I'll give you a right rub down afterwards, how's that, darling? Only for the girls, mind. Mind you, you've got to be careful nowadays, haven't you? I offered this lady the other day. She told me she was going to report me for harassment. I don't know. She wanted them educated types, do you know what I mean? I don't get that. I just think if you're fit, just be fit. Why is that not enough? Any road. Now, you might have seen me from Parker's gym downtown. I had to close that, not because of the COVID, but because of the rats. I don't believe in COVID anyway, but that's another story. Now, it don't matter what age you are. Old Tony, before he came, couldn't do one push-up. Now he can do almost a push-up. Carol reckons she couldn't run at all. I got the O'Dea rifle out. She was soon running after that, don't you worry. So come on down to Perfect Them Pecs in the Park with Andy Parker and tell that flab to fuck off. So there I was with Sue, hosing her down while she tells me about why we've been cancelled. Basically, a few nights before, Sue and I had gone out into the local square performing a Mexican dance of the dead. It's something we like to do. All the theatres are closed. We have to perform somewhere. We were inspired by that wonderful film about Frida Kahlo. Do you know that Carry On Frida Kahlo, it's called? I don't know if you've seen it. Little-known classic. Anyway, we deck ourselves out, sombreros, roses, skull makeup, the like, you know, get some guitars, some maracas, and we perform the dance around the local square. I mean, we have to perform somewhere, darling. As I say, the theatres are closed, for fuck's sake. Sake? Now, I was hoping we get a bit of money out of it, to be honest, but sadly, nothing. Nada, zilch, zero, nunu. The recession, it turns out, is really starting to kick in already. At least I think, though, we gave something to spread a smile on the local people's faces. And if that's not worth all the money in the world, I mean, it's not, but then why do we even bother? And I really think the locals loved it. I really do. I mean, we got the odd shout of, you know, will you fucking stop banging those drums at 6 a.m? What the hell are you doing? And so on. But all in all, it seemed to go actually really quite well. Cut to that evening. Sue's on one of her websites. She discovers video footage of us performing the dance with phrases like, let's cancel these idiots, written underneath, you know, in the comments section. It turns out they're actually arranging an Anna Mann is cancelled party, and I've got literally nothing to wear. I was really very shocked, especially as I checked with my daughter Mahogany before I did the Mexican Dance of the Dead. She's very up on these things, and she said it was completely culturally appropriate, or something like that. So I'm like, what's the fucking problem? Apologise for my voice, by the way. I listened back to some of that and I sound like a fucking bloke. Right, where was I?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The whole experience has really pushed Sue over the edge. She's gone full red pill, if you know what I mean by that.
They're trying to destroy free speech, she screams into the ether.
I keep a bottle of ether in the bathroom cabinet and I make her scream into it when she's really stressed, try and knock her out, you know.
Anna, say the wrong thing these days and that's it, you're cancelled.
I said, darling, you've never said the right thing, bless you. Even when you've tried, it's come out as Pooh Bum Willy or something. She's not well. She has the emotional intelligence of a toddler trapped in the body of something that looks like it was bred to live on Venus.
Oh, darlings, what is going on in the world? You know, I increasingly feel myself caught between two camps of thought. One that just wants me to be thick and mean and British and be done with it. And another that tells me if I don't do everything perfectly correctly in the acceptable way, I'll be essentially shot into space. It's such a minefield right now, it really is, because as soon as you go up against it, you start to sound like one of those far-right knobheads. You know the ones I mean. I had an horrific... Is it an horrific or a horrific? I think it's an horrific. I actually knew an horrific back in the day. Brilliant cabaret act. I don't know if anyone remembers her. You might be feeling a ripple of recognition. She was incredible. She really was. Her whole thing was that she would take her fist, shove it in her mouth, and it would go all the way down her mouth, the whole arm, and then come out of an audience member's asshole. Incredible, it really was. We still don't know how she did it. It was like a sort of inverse whack-a-mole, you know? You're sat there thinking, at some point, an arm is going to come out of one of these people's arses. It might be mine. Really disconcerting, but brilliant, and achingly brave. But sadly, she eventually got carted off for experiments by the CIA. That's the trouble with having a good cabaret act, you see. Get too good at it, you're branded a mutant and a menace to society. That's why most of them are utterly dreadful and eye-wateringly dull. Fuck, I got a flashback then to when burlesque was a thing. Do you remember that? Does anyone remember that? Fuck. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was brilliant. It really was. But at the same time, fucking hell. Every night you did, every gig had a burlesque act on. It became really popular. God, they were dark times. I mean, it feels like dark times now with, you know, Trump and COVID. But I remember when burlesque was a thing. That was a real dark time. Sue Clinch started trying to do it. She swore she was being artistic. She said,
Anna, you gotta try it. It's great. You try it. It's not stripping. It's acting.
I said, but darling, you don't really want to do it, do you? You just haven't had any work and you need the attention.
No, it's an art form.
I don't think it is an art form, darling. I don't even think it's sexy. It's just weird. Stop doing it. And it goes on for fucking ages. No, that said, there are some burlesque acts which are wonderful and really, really very clever and stuff. But a lot of them, holy Hamish. Still, bless them. Bless us actors. I don't mean to come down on my fellow thespians because we do what we can in this business, right? Be it burlesque, be it making your hand come out of someone else's arse, or fighting an increasingly large flightless bird, as I was forced to do during a particularly bad summer on the crack. We start with the penguin, we end with the ostrich, somewhere in the middle is the cassowary, and they are fuckers. Kick the shit out of you if you're not careful, they really will, but we do what we must to survive. Where was I? So anyway, I had an horrific, not the act, I had an awful experience the other day at my local cafe in the park, whose owner still refuses to take card like a twat. I mean, come on, even I take card, and I don't have anything to sell. I've just attached a card reader to my thigh in the hope someone will accidentally bump into me with their wallet and chuck us a fiver. Anyway, the owner is this dear old geezer called Pete, although I like to call him Trev. I can't remember which it is, but anyway, I call him Trev. I wander over there when I've got my granddaughter Lemon. I look after her, you see, in the day when Mahogany's busy blogging about the racial connotations of couscous or some such. She's terrifyingly woke, she really is. Lemon plays on the sandpit with the stones and the needles while I sit and have a cup of tea and a croissant and an egg croissant and sometimes a spliff. Trev will say, hello, and we'll chat about this and that. You know, he's a very amiable sort. You know, like Josh, I thought. But this time he comes over me and there's something changed about him. Something's happened. He's been listening to a podcast or something, you know. He comes over and he looks like he's got a point to make. And he goes, so what did you do to get through lockdown then, Anna? Oh, it was tough. I said, God, it was tough. Tougher than usual, because I could only act through the window. Oh, I'm sure you can act anywhere, says Trev. I won't do an accent. Thanks, Trev. I wish that were true, but the problem with acting out of windows is one tends to fall out of them, especially when forced to live with one's mother, who is a homicidal maniac. And yes, by the way, I do believe she killed Dad. I mean, who gets someone an asbestos hat for their birthday? Then makes them wear it. Indoors! Anyway, enough about me. How are you, Trev? Oh, yeah, you know, he says. I won't do an accent. Yeah, I had to close the cafe, but that was all right. You know, gave me a bit of time to read more. You know, Dostoevsky? No, Facebook. And, to be honest, I think the whole thing's been a bit of a hoax. Fuck, right, okay, yep, I see. Well, yes, that is one point of view, I say. Anyway, back to me, darling. I've been fortunate because my nephew Phil Dunning has hooked me up online, and I managed to scrape a bit of money from my withering fans by shouting at them on Zoom. Always be comedy.com, every Monday at 8. Get a ticket. Seriously, it's that good. "Oh, what do you do online?" says Trev. "Shakespeare? Oh, no, fuck that. No one wants to see that. It's comedy. You know, skits, sketches, what we used to call willy ticklers." "Oh, yeah." I won't do the accent. "You have to be careful with comedies these days, though, don't you?" "What? Why?" I ask. "Have they started arming hecklers?" "Oh, you've got to be careful," he says, "or they'll cancel you." He says, "Oh, fuck, I think here it comes, here we come." "Oh, I don't worry," I say, "I love everyone." "Well, you've only got to say the wrong thing and the left-wing mob come at you." "It's true. People are getting cancelled all over. You can't say nothing. And they're tearing down the statues." "But weren't the statues, you know, statues of slavers and people like that?" "Well, that's not the point," says Trev. "They're history." "Well, so was my idea for a Shakespeare-themed fast food restaurant. It didn't last a week. I ate everything." "I'm not sure how that relates," says Trev. "Well, neither am I. That's my point. No one knows. Do you even know who half of them statues was? Is it was and were? Was? Do you even know who half of those statues was?" "Well, I can't now, can I? They've pulled them down. Anyway, some of them slavers did great things, like open libraries." "So did Jimmy Savile," I say. "You aren't going to put up a statue of him, are you? I worked with the prick once. He tried to get me put in an asylum just for reporting his erection." "The point is," says Trev, "it's got out of hand. You can't say nothing. If you're right-wing, you can't even get on telly." "I'm left-wing and I can't get on telly either," I say. "Well, I used to be left-wing." I'm doing the accent. I'm sorry. "I was all for Labour and that, but it's gone too far, hasn't it? Being left-wing used to be about being working class. Now it's all about minorities and women." "Oh, Trevor, what's happened to you?" "I just believe in free speech," he says. "They're trying to take away free speech." "What are you talking about, Trevor? I haven't been able to shut you up for 20 minutes. I do find this obsession with free speech frustrating because it's all relative, really. You know, for example, someone born into a richer position in life has arguably more free speech than someone who doesn't. Is that true? You know, what I'm trying to say is there's no free speech if only a certain amount of people are actually listened to. For example, the entire run of my classics Aliens the Musical was pulled on day one of the run. How am I getting free speech there? I had a story to tell and I was essentially censored. No one in space can hear me scream, but boy, can they hear me sing. You know, that was censored. That was smothered. My free speech was smothered. That story had to be told. I mean, it sort of already had been told, and actually a lot better in the movie Aliens, for God's sake. Loads better. There's a budget, doesn't have awful songs, and Sue Clinch isn't in it, but that's not the point, is it? Anyway, he starts talking about taking the red pill. I hadn't heard about this before. I say, "Darling, what are you talking about taking a red pill?" He says, "I heard it on a podcast. What it means is you take the red pill when you realise the world has been run by a load of snowflake liberals who don't get that man isn't meant to look after the weak. He's meant to hunt and take what is his by tooth and nail." "Trevor," I say, "you sell ice cream and coffee in a children's playground. In what way are you a manly hunter?" We have a big fight, a really big fight, right? Let's just say I can't go back there again and he won't be able to shut his door again. But anyway, I run off with Lemon. "Come on, Lemon, we're leaving." "I can't go back there again. What's happened to us, darling? How have we become so divided? It's awful, it really is. I mean, I love Trev or Pete. He didn't take card, which was frustrating, and hardly any of his food was organic, but he was a lovely bloke. Now he's this wild-eyed and terrified lunatic, convinced he has to defend his right to talk a load of old bollocks at people who just want him to shut up. But I'm afraid I have no answers. I mean, I like to think I'm above such things, I do, but I too was a little miff when I discovered that Sue and I's Dance of the Dead had been effectively cancelled. My instinct was to go out and kill the first woke person I could find, or Frida Kahlo if she wasn't already dead. However, I took a breath, I did a bit of research, I actually looked at what had really happened, and I discovered that all of the comments were coming from one place, which eventually I traced back to one person. Mother. Yes. Once again, that evil old harpy is attempting to destroy me. She's the one who's trying to get me cancelled. So we have to take our time, we have to breathe, we have to do our research, and we have to listen. I think we've all completely lost the capacity to listen. I really do. None of us has a clue how to listen. We talk at each other. I know I do. I love talking at people, but I think we have to learn to listen. Anyway, I get back to Asda this morning, and in the end, Kelvin has had a long think about the issue, and he's decided to stick an S on the end of Asda. Feels like a hideous metaphor for our current government, you know, decide something is a certain way, then twist reality to make it stick. It's depressing. But let's keep on listening, darlings, let's keep on listening. What I'm saying is listen to each other, really listen. It's harder to hate when you listen, and I don't include Mother in that. I will hate her until the day one of us dies. The end.
been listening to the Anna Man podcast, created, written and performed by Colin Holt, edited by the wonderful Dan Snellgrove and inspired by the repellent Sue Clinch. You can support our incredible work by going to patreon.com/annaman or ko-fi.com/annaman. You can also hire Anna for your own private Zoom parties. It really is a tremendous way to spend an evening with friends and has been going down phenomenally well. Send an email to colinholtcomedy@gmail.com, or if you'd like a lovely birthday message, video or audio, email to the same. And if you'd like to hire Colin or Anna for gigs or events, contact United Agents. Please follow us both on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube by looking up Anna Man Actress or Colin Holt Comedy, and never the twain shall meet. Don't forget, always be comedy, Monday at 8.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.